Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Despite Gord's effort to destroy them on the central continent, Rocky and the others managed to escape in one of his planes and head for Garnham in the north. Meanwhile, the huge invasion fleet rockets across space toward Earth. Unbeknown to Rocky, Gord decides to personally direct the invasion.
We leave in the blue streak in 8 hours, yo.
This is madness.
Arrange all the necessary details at once.
You cannot mean this, surely.
I most certainly do.
But, Shire...
Let's begin arguing, yo. I have made my decision.
And it is a bad one.
That is enough.
Leave the invasion to your generals.
Have you any objections to my taking command, yo?
Plenty of them.
Such as?
Shire, you are a scientist. You do not understand interplanetary warfare. It is very complicated. You need years of experience to handle space forces.
I feel I should be there to control my little robot. They will need me near them to guide them.
That is rubbish and you know it. There are men in our army specially trained to use robots.
I have stood enough from your long tongue.
I beg of you, sire, do not interfere in this battle or you will ruin everything.
I will do as I please. I am king of Venus and soon I shall rule the universe.
You will not if you meddle in this. The general in charge of the invasion also would be annoyed, sire.
Do I care how he feels? He can easily be replaced. There are plenty of Venusians who would jump at the chance of being one of my generals.
There is just one other thing.
Yes?
It would be better for you to remain on Venus until victory is ours. You never know what might happen should you leave here.
What could happen?
Well, there may be a revolt.
That will not happen now that Rocky Starr and Bokyan are dead. They were the cause of all our troubles before. We will have no more revolts on Venus. The people are right behind my invasion plans. I have reports from all over my world, and even the humblest Venusian dreams his dreams.
Maybe, and yet I say it is dangerous for you to go.
How can it be?
Your army could be defeated.
Defeated?
Have you not thought of that?
That is impossible. The Earthlings have no weapons that can withstand ours. My little robots will crush them into the dust.
I feel within my heart...
Have done with your rumblings and fears. I want to be there to see the Earthlings cringe and cry in terror as their cities crumple around them. I want to be there to watch them crawl on their stomachs, begging for mercy. And I shall be. I fly to Earth in the blue streak, and that is final.
Millions of miles away on our world, men and women huddle together and whisper in fear. Although the United Nations does its best to pacify the peoples, panic marches through the country.
You're on your way.
What in?
A huge space fleet.
Blimey, a fleet? I didn't know there was sea between us and that star.
It ain't a fleet as we know. It's a mob of huge airplanes built like rockets. And there are thousands and thousands of them on their way here. Soldiers with atomic guns and wearing queer-looking suits. Like they do in them comic strips.
Blimey, they're on their way, you reckon?
Yes. So that I know, there's a girlfriend whose brother is a VIP. Cool. He'd have your standing on end, he would. I reckon them Venusians is 8 feet tall.
No.
Yes. Cool, we'll copy this, John.
Yes. No woman says she heard in the markets that Venusians is cannibals with only one eye.
I wouldn't be surprised what they was like. You want me to give it to Jerry Riddle even to think of it. You know what?
I reckon we'll be bleeding slaves on a star before we're much older.
Oh, me too. I only hope is that the Iraqi star fella.
Him. He can't do much cockle.
They say he's the only one what can save us.
No. We're going a million.
Yes, I suppose, have
another. No. I'm even losing my taste for half an hour.
Good blimey.
That tells you how bad things is. Cook, we're done for.
Well, Rocky, we made Garnham without being seen.
Yes. Where's Mala?
Oh, back in the cave. I called her a stick there. We called her.
Mitch, there's the blue streak.
Well, I can't see it.
Well, you ought to be able to. It's big enough. No, you're looking the wrong way. Over there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, they must be working on it. They got gantries all around.
Yes, they might be getting it ready for us.
Now, that's this year's biggest laugh.
Ah, it makes me feel good to lie here in these bushes and see the old blue streak again.
Yeah, well, I'd feel a lot better if we was in it on our way home.
Yeah, there's a lot to do before we go home.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder whether we'll make it, Rocky. Now, I never figured that this Venus trip would turn out this way. Boy, we sure walked into a packet of trouble. What with Gorg and Negasaurs and barking spiders and the rest of them things they breed here.
Yeah.
Knowing all you do now, Mitch, would you still have come?
Oh, I guess so. I'm a sucker for exploring and all that. Always have been since I was a kid. You know, I was always getting myself lost in caves and spraining my ankles round gullies. And say, talking of ankles...
Uh-huh.
Well, reminds me of Yan and Ann. They've been gone quite a long time.
Well, it'll take a while to find a doctor who'll treat Ann and keep his mouth shut.
I suppose so. I hope Yan can learn something about the Space Force.
Yes, Mitch, so do I. Unless the space pilots will join us, we're powerless.
We could still chase Gorg's mob in the Blue Streak.
Oh, Mitch, we can't smash that fleet on our own.
Why not?
Well, we need, at the very least, 2 squadrons of space fighters. And even then, we might come off second best.
You can say that again.
My gosh, Jan will have to watch his step and got him. If he says a word out of place, it'll ruin everything.
How's that?
Well, we've got to organize a large-sized revolt without Gorg hearing a whisper. Otherwise, he'll court north his area and blast it to pieces.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that. Hey, Rocky, you think we can pull this off?
Keep your fingers crossed.
I'd even keep my eyes crossed if it'll help. I wish Jan was here and we knew what was going on.
Now, don't start fretting. We can't do anything until he returns, so lie back and relax. You'll need all your strength later.
You sit here, Anne. I'll go to the house outside.
Be careful.
Have no fear. I know the man who lives here. He's an old friend. He will not be afraid like all the others. He will find a doctor for you. I will not be long. Yet, see, do, ti, ua, si, ma.
Rokyan,
say.
How gya, wa, Rokyan. To see my dead, feel your heel, me, siri.
Here, Dean, play, little.
No, you turn up, fly, oi.
He's nervous at all, yes, and Dean, the didum, this, it, egg, no.
Hawk. Oh, God, what, God, get a, get a, get a. You are at the sum, don't, ya, get a, ya, wa, hawk, ya, wa.
Is it all right?
No.
He wouldn't help us either?
He is the same as the others. They're all terrified.
Oh.
You cannot blame the men after the Ramad affair. Gorg murdered more than 200 people in this area. 200 men and women died because of us. He'll do the same again, should they help us.
We can't ask them to risk their lives, Jan.
Then we will have to go back to Rocky.
You said you tried to contact some of the spaceships.
It is too dangerous for them and us. Some of the men I've spoken to may phone the police.
They wouldn't betray you, surely.
Perhaps not.
What else did that man say?
He told me the name of the doctor who might help us.
Well, shall we try?
If you want to.
Oh, please, Jan. I'll be useless till someone straps this ankle for me.
Could be broken.
I think it's only badly bruised and sprained.
Do not speak. There are 2 policemen along there.
Police?
Perhaps we've been betrayed.
We'd better move.
Do not. Press back in the shadows. They may not see us.
Are they still there?
They have disappeared. Quickly. We must leave here. You must try to find Dr. Graz's house.
Well, is that good?
It's wonderful, Doctor. I can walk around with hardly a limp. I can't thank you enough for all you've done.
Please do speak slow. Your language is hard for a Venusian.
I was thanking you for your help.
It makes my heart warm to do this for a friend of Vokian. His father was a wonderful man.
Yes, he was.
Great man. Excuse us, Miss Vernon. We speak in the knees. You here, Herr Kurovta, Vokian?
Okay, that's Kapstolip.
Yes. This mime who I said, see your air and deny him.
Say, Subgog said, Nessie Kap still for that.
Say.
It knew it puts the Nibira at them.
For it, Rock.
It's not to waste at the for it to live.
Great for your old Sihi, your Esapet Gog.
See, for.
Vokian. Inam stolitera im tnef.
Hetera?
Say.
Di uepe et de technoc met?
Fo es ruok.
And Dr. Gra has offered to contact the space pilots for us.
Yeah, and that's wonderful.
Many pilots are friends with me, and they hate our king because of the mass murders after Rama affair. The pilots are very unhappy. When do you wish to see them?
As soon as possible.
I will phone 1 or 2 of them. They will come running.
Thanks, Doctor.
Do not thank me as yet. Excuse me. The phone is in the next room. I will not keep you waiting.
Jan, everything's working out perfectly. There's still a chance we can ruin Gorg's plan. Rocky will be so pleased with your work. Jan, are you listening?
Do not speak loudly, Jan.
What is it?
I'm worried about Dr. Gra. It all seems wrong to me.
How do you mean?
It was just the way he looked at me as he left the room, and... Why go out there to ring? There's a phone in this room.
Where are you going?
Over to the door. I want to hear what he's saying.
I think...
Well, Jan, why open the door?
Jeffrey doesn't see you.
He has his back to me.
What's he doing?
Using the phone. Listen.
Hey, God. Hey, Lieta Vindum.
Anne! He's phoning Gorg!
Hardly daring to breathe, Jan listens tensely at the half-open door as Dr. Grass speaks into the telephone. Can Jan prevent the doctor reaching Gorg and raising the alarms? There are thrills ahead for you in the next chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure! Destination, Venus!